It's Early BP, and the D-backs are back in action tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. The first of three as they come into play 2.5 games out in the wild card race. Big win yesterday, spearheaded by Adam Jones, 4 RBI, including the game winner in the seventh. We had a chance to talk to him after the game.
Adam, I know you relish those spots with men on base. What's the key to being a good situational hitter?
Slowing down, just trying to get a good pitch to hit. Most important thing is trying to just slow it down, and obviously everything is wanting to be sped up. Just trying to get a good pitcher hit and just put the ball in play. When you put the ball in play, you give yourself a chance. And I just wanted to put the ball in play. And I'm glad finally I've been able to come through for the guys. You know, I've been struggling a little bit lately. So today was a good game, and hopefully just build off of it.
Yeah. So you talked about that, the struggles. Like, what have you been trying to do to get out of that right now?
Hell, I tried to bunt the other night. I need a live chicken. I'm trying to do anything. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's the grind of the season. You're going to have your ups and downs. My mentality's been the same. My attitude has been the same. So it's just part of the season. You got to grind it out. And, you know, you had a good game today.
The ability to take what the defense gives you, how important is that in those spots?
I mean, it's big. Obviously, you know, pitchers, they have a really good plan and what to do nowadays with all the analytical stuff. These defenses line up in a really good position, you know, trying to block your stuff. Base hits up the middle used to be, you know, hit the ball up the middle used to be a base hit all the time. Now it's rarely a single, so it's just the evolution of the game. You got to grind it out, man. There's no really formula on how to do it here. You just got to grind it out and figure it out as you go.
Before I let you go, I know the game like this, it's an important one to win. When you win a grinding game, what does it do for a clubhouse?
It does great. This was a must-win for us. And I think going on this rest of the year, obviously we know where we are and we know where we lie. We got to start out. We got to win series. That's what it is. We got to win 2 out of 3 every single chance we get. It just is what it is. I've been to the playoffs, and a lot of these guys have too. But when you win series in the second half, it just helps you. And today was a great start because, you know, we're chasing them. The Phillies come in next. We're chasing them. So we need to start tomorrow with Velasquez, start off with the first inning, and get after it.
All right, Adam. Congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you.
Big day for Adam Jones. 3 hits, 4 knocked in, a couple of doubles as well in the 7-5 win. And now it's a big day for the D-backs with the Philadelphia Phillies in. And a couple of roster moves before the game today. Zach Godley designated for assignment. And the D-backs also optioning yesterday starting pitcher Taylor Clark to AAA. So Alex Young will stay in the rotation. And the D-backs recalling Robbie Scott, left-handed reliever from AAA Reno. And they purchased the contract of former U of A star Kevin Ginkle from AAA. Ginkle, who was a starter on the 2016 National runner-up team at the U of A, very excited for the opportunity. Had a chance to talk to U of A coach Jay Johnson earlier today.
It was a pretty emotional one, and he was just kind of blown away with everything. And I almost broke down again just talking to him, and him having me at U of A and going on that historic run to Omaha and pitching in the College World Series was an unbelievable experience and something I'll take with me for a long time.
Ginkle, big control, big strikeout numbers in the minor leagues. Just 12 men walked all of last season, 14 this year in 36 innings. Very, very good arm and a key guy for the D-backs in the bullpen likely going forward. All right, let's talk more about the moves today with Torrey Lovello, manager of the D-backs, joins us next.
That was a really good win yesterday, a hard-fought game. And I asked Adam Jones about this afterwards. When you win a grinding game like that, what's it like in the clubhouse?
Yeah, it's very exciting. The guys knew that they worked hard. They had good results. And we've been having a lot of good moments, but they haven't equaled wins. And that's hard to walk into this clubhouse after a game and know that you played hard, but you lost the game. And when you come out the other side of it and do the things we did, we came back from a two-run deficit. We got ahead after giving up two leads. The guys played extremely hard throughout, and we got a big two-out hit, and there was no better celebration than after that, and it was special for this team.
And obviously Adam Jones had the big day. I know you've been kind of waiting for that breakout. The base hit against Suaro, what did you see from him in that spot that helped seal it?
Well, I'll tell you, I felt like there were two good guys up there that were going to be able to execute between he and Walker. Just some extension opportunities. It's a cut fastball that's going to be traveling away, and I thought the barrels would not run out. And Suaro made good pitches on Walker, and then in a true teammate fashion, Adam Jones walks up there and gets the pitch that he's looking for. And I just like the ability for them to attack the outer half of the zone and get that type of extension. If he tried to hit that pitch to the pull side, he probably would have grounded out, but that experience, those meaningful at-bats that he's been having over the past 12 years, knew what he had to do, and he hit it the other way for the big knock.
And Taylor Clark was really good through the first 5 2/3. You went to the bullpen mm-hmm. with nobody on in that sixth inning. Mm-hmm. What went into the decision to go to Chafin against Adams at that point?
Well, I felt like we had some really good pieces in the bullpen that were 100% ready to go, and they could be stretched out a little bit, and that include Archie and Yoan. And I wanted the game to be over. I didn't want it to extend. I didn't want to give their team a chance to get up off the mat. I felt like if we could take care of our business right there, tack on a couple of extra runs, we would put it to bed. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. You know, when the guys don't come in and get the big outs the way they're supposed to, it starts to dirty the waters, and you don't really have the flow or the rhythm that you want. But Taylor did a good job. I just thought it was time to turn it over. I felt like we'd slam dunk it, win the game right there in those innings, those middle innings, and turn it over to Archie.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the roster moves. Obviously, it was, a bit of a surprise to everybody based on the fact that he'd been here all year and pitched through a number of struggles. But Zach Godley was designated for assignment this morning. What went into the decision to cut ties with Zach?
Yeah, first of all, it's a very hard decision. You know, we got to sit in this office where you've had a lot of good moments with that same player and tell him that we're going to designate him. It's not an easy conversation. But you know, we were looking for guys that were going to go out and execute a game plan and have success and put the ball on the plate and be consistent. Zach was very good for one outing and wasn't good for the other. And you know, at this point in time of the year when we're up against the wall a little bit and we need these crunch time moments, our guys got to be able to execute, and I got to know what's coming out of that bullpen. So tough decision, but we knew that a couple guys that would be coming in here getting an opportunity could help us win some games.
Taylor Clark pitched well in his last three outings. He gets optioned to Reno. Why the decision to stick with Alex Young in the rotation over Clark?
Yeah, another tough decision. And as I just got to mentioning earlier before we started talking, when you have to make those tough decisions, it means you're deep and it means you're a good baseball team and a good baseball organization. So you're right. Taylor's been on a very, very good run. And, you know, when you got to call somebody in once again and tell them that they're going out in the middle of one of those good runs, it's not easy. He didn't necessarily agree with it, but he understood and he assured us that he was going to go down and be ready for that call when it came. But a very tough decision. Alex Young has been throwing the ball extremely well. I just like the ability that he has to get quick, easy outs and then get deeper into the games. Not to say that Taylor wasn't. Tough decision, but ultimately it's where it fell with Young staying and getting that opportunity.
A couple guys coming up. Robbie Scott is another left-hander in the pen, and I know the numbers haven't looked great at AAA. We've talked about how AAA numbers have been really inflated this year with the ball flying, but yeah. What is it you like about Robbie?
Yeah, his ability to change spots on the rubber, his ability to change angles on his release point and attack left and right-handed hitters. And you know, it's a different arm angle, and he's going to get some big outs against, and he's going to find himself in the middle of some really big situations against some left-handed batters and expect him to get those outs. He's battle-tested, too. He's been in a big environment in the AL East, and he knows what it's going to take. So super excited to get him back to the big leagues. And you're right, he wasn't, you know, numbers-wise, lighting it up, but Reno's a tough place to play. We evaluate the stuff inside of what's going on outside of the numbers.
One guy who had good numbers in AAA, too, is Kevin Ginkel, whose contract was purchased, the former UFA star, helped lead them to Omaha in 2016. Mm-hmm. What are the reports like on Kevin?
This stuff's been lights out, practically overmatching really good hitters in a very hitter-friendly environment in AAA, as you mentioned earlier as well. So he's on a very good roll, and he's deserved this. Since middle of last year, he's been transitioning to this moment, and to call him in and welcome him to the big leagues, we're super excited about that. But he earned that. He's gone out and done a great job. He's executed game plans. He's finishing off hitters and getting a ton of strikeouts. We're going to look for that that here as well.
All right. Before I let you go, Phillies in, obviously, big series here. Vincent Velasquez, get the ball down against him.
Yeah, don't hit it to him. We know that because I can see some of the plays that he makes in the outfield. So don't hit it to him. But, yeah, get the ball down. He's a power guy. He's going to come right at us with his fastball. He's going to climb up the top of the zone. He's going to throw some occasional sliders. We just got to be able to tee it up to where we're looking and put it in play.
That's Torrey Lovello, and the D-backs get ready to take on the Phils. BP show at 6, first pitch 6:40 here at Chase Field and on the D-backs network. The pitching matchup, Merrill Kelly starts for the D-backs against hard-throwing Vincent Velasquez for Philadelphia. And thanks for joining us for a little bit of early BP.